T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer is here. Here being the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. That's physically where we're here. Mentally where we're here is still picking up the pieces from a Packers loss in the divisional round. I'm willing to be open on this. I've decided that after the last 2 days, I've been very adamant. I wouldn't say aggressive, but I'd say adamant, passionate with the things that I think about the direction of the Packers and their football team. But I'm willing to pose a question and see if I'm being a little too naive. We'll get into that in a moment. We will hear, oh yeah, from Aaron Rodgers today, who did go on Pat McAfee's show. And I thought, all right, it was 1 o'clock. I like to get my nap in. I put my kid down. I got to get my nap in. And then I get up for Rami's show around 4. And so it's like 1 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, I'll watch it. I got to watch this. I got to know what happens anyway, so I might as well just know now. So I watched it, and they're talking a little bit, and they're talking a little more, and they're talking a little more, and then Rodgers gives an answer. It's like 12 minutes, and, you know, McAfee and Hawk are kind of making faces at each other, and they're talking, and they're talking, and finally at 2:04, they're done. And then my nap was shot, so I was like really mad at Rodgers. Not for anything he said, not for the way he played, but he cost me my nap. So I was like furious. But he did say a lot, and he said a little bit about football, and that's what we'll hear from him on. He talked a lot about what I'll call the other stuff, which he did earlier in the season say, I'm not going to be a poster boy, and I'm not going to continue talking about it. And then all he's really done is talk about it. Although McAfee, I mean, this whole Rodgers-McAfee dynamic is very interesting because they weren't, like, close at all while McAfee played. A.J. Hawk is there on the show, so obviously Rodgers is in with A.J. Hawk. But McAfee gets respect from Rodgers because McAfee's genuine and Rodgers likes genuine. Yo, bro, I'm genuine. But McAfee also, he can slice Rodgers and say stuff in a way where Rodgers is just like, I think it would make somebody else mad. If somebody else said it, it would make Rodgers mad. Like he asked Rodgers, do you think you lost because you're not vaccinated? Which is a joke, but if a reporter says that, Rodgers is leaving the room. He's calling him Throw Rogan, all that stuff. It's just interesting. I kind of feel like, in a way, McAfee's getting more out of that relationship than Rodgers is, I kind of feel like. I don't want to say using. You know, you use each other. McAfee gets the content. He gets, you know, 75,000 people to watch his YouTube stream during the day, and then Rodgers gets the ability to talk more open about things he wants to talk about. So it's like I get this, you get this, but it seems like McAfee's the winner in that arrangement to me. Because Rodgers is always coming off, you know, the big quote that people are talking about is People rooted against me because I'm of my status. I was rooting for you, dude. I was rooting for you to throw to an open Alan Lazard, but, you know, however you want to paint what happened on Saturday, you can paint. So we'll hear from Rodgers. We'll hear the football stuff because he did talk football, and I think he did try to give us an indication of what the future holds, whether or not he's going to retire, which I do think is a more realistic option than maybe we thought before they lost. You could have now. Sean Payton hung him up last night for now, I think is everybody's sentiment. Tom Brady's now talking like he could be done. And Rodgers could be done. So all of a sudden you can all have all these guys who we all expected to play next season and maybe into beyond, especially, you know, Payton, Brady, Rodgers, and they could all just kind of hang it up. So a lot going on this week in the NFL for sure, and a lot more to go on. Another coaching vacancy. None of these coaching vacancies officially filled yet, which is kind of crazy. Normally, you know, a couple of them get closed up, but a lot of good candidates out there, a lot of open positions out there. Nathaniel Hackett could be going to the Broncos. If you read a report last night, I'll say him by name because you guys need to know. Jordan Schultz, hack. Biggest hack in the business. Jordan Schultz last night. I don't even know who he's with. Is it Bleacher Report? I don't even know.
Starbucks.
Yeah, he's the Starbucks guy's son. He is. But I've never seen anything like this. He puts out rumors on the NBA and the NFL, and he's never right about anything, ever. Yet people love to talk to him and take everything he says as gospel. His report last night was Devontae and Rodgers have already talked. They want to team up in Denver, assuming Hackett gets the job. Where is that coming from? That's ridiculous. So this guy said Odell Beckham was going to be here. This guy said things about the Bucks that never came true and Giannis. And it's just I don't get how we keep like accepting this guy's word as gospel when he's never right. Now I had to have someone text me the report because Jordan blocked me long ago. I believe sometimes with people I say, look. It's better for both of us if you just block me. Because if I block you, I can still see your stuff if I want to. Just you block me and let me move on from this awful, awful feeling I have. So that's swirling around out there. You're going to get another offseason of this with all this stuff swirling around. Reports this, speculation that. The thing that Rodgers did say is that whatever decision he comes to, he wants to make, you know, before free agency. You know, the franchise tag date on Devontae is March 8th, I believe. He wants to know then. So I don't think this is going to, like, take us up through the draft. But it could. I mean, it could. But so that's what I got out of the Rodgers on McAfee stuff. Not, hey, woe is me, part 15. But this is what I want to do with my future. At least this is the timetable of when I'm going to make my decision if I want to play or not. Because the Packers still have the decision. The ball's still mostly in the Packers' court if Rodgers is going to be the quarterback or not if he wants to play. But Rodgers obviously could decide not to play. Now, he can't just retire and then, you know, 3 weeks later go and play for another team. You get the papers, and then there's rights, and then you have to unretire, then they'd have to be traded. And so it's not like he can just do that. I think Sean Payton can. I don't know what the deal is with coaches, but.
Well, no, I think he's still under contract for a few more seasons, so if he wanted to get out of his deal, he'd have to figure something out, buyout sort of thing.
Because everybody's already got McCarthy fired in Dallas for Sean Payton.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all see the connection there as a possibility. Maybe McCarthy coaches there another year, maybe another 2 years. Sean Payton gets to do his other gig, whatever it may be, whether I thought he mentioned maybe getting into some broadcasting, so maybe he does that for a year or two, gets right back into football. But I don't see Sean Payton staying out super long. But I think Rodgers is going to come back and play. And I kind of think he realizes that Green Bay makes the most sense. And maybe next season is their last dance that they tried to call this season, where you have the opportunity to tag Devontae. And Devontae can play on the franchise tag, which obviously is going to cost the Packers a lot of money.
And Devontae doesn't want to do.
No, but I think if you tell Devontae, like, look, man, you can go find your money after next season. Aaron's going to be done after this year regardless. They wouldn't come out as say it as much. I don't think Goody would want to do something like Jerry Krause and tell him, like, this is it. But I think it would be understood that if Rodgers comes back to Green Bay next season, that that's kind of going to be it for Aaron, and Devontae is probably going to want to go somewhere else if Aaron's not going to be in Green Bay. So, I mean, there's still a possibility of getting people back. There's still a possibility of getting Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay and still fielding a championship roster. I think early on, it seems like the Packers are way over the cap, and there's no way that they can get under the cap with all these guys coming back. But there's a way to do it, and I think we've seen other teams be able to do it. The Packers are in a position right now where they're $40 million over the cap, which, when you think about it, sounds terrible. But when you look around the league, you got the Saints, who are $70 million over the cap, and they don't really even have a quarterback. So there are worse situations. You look at the Packers roster, and there are ways to get under the cap relatively easily. It's just about doing it and then thinking about how to get Rodgers back if you want to have Rodgers back, and Devontae, because they're going to take up a large sum. But if they want to have him back, they can have him back. It's just that simple.
One other thing Rodgers could do is take a pay cut.
He could.
Or restructure his contract. I don't feel like that's happening.
I really feel like if they came to Rodgers, you know, Rodgers says, I'll come back, and they go to him and say, look, we're going to need you to take $5, maybe $10 million off your deal, turn it into something else so that we have cap room, or, you know, even if it's just a straight-up pay cut, and it's going to Devontae so we can keep him in town, I feel like he'd be open to it. Now, I don't feel like he'd be open to it to keep any of the other guys, but if you said that $5, $10 million basically is coming out of your pocket, going into Devontae's pocket so you both can be back, I think he would take that.
One of my bigger takeaways, and we'll hear from Rodgers again in a little bit, is when he did talk about the desire to come back, the one guy he mentioned was, we'll see what happens with Devontae. So even doing the interviews, he's only focused on Devontae. It's like, that was the problem that got you bounced from the football, from the game on Saturday. And now in the interview, you're saying, like, a lot of it hinges on Devontae. It's like, we get it, dude. You got a one-track mind with Devontae. He is your only target.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to get – I think Devontae, as crazy as it sounds, that's his dude this offseason. He's not going to go out and ask to have Cobb back. He's going to say, look, I'll come back. If Devontae's back, that's his guy. I know he's been a Packer for a while, but you got to keep Devontae to keep Aaron.
So we'll hear from Rodgers. I want to ask a question to see if I'm, like, maybe thinking – incorrectly about the future, if I'm being a little too naive. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur today. So much to get to. You guys don't even understand how much there is to get to.
You want to just do Bart Winkler Plus for an extra 8 hours? That way we just go 12 hours today?
We could load up Bart Winkler Plus today and go on the stream. We could do that. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah,
although it's not supposed to be, it's not premiering the, we're doing a,
well, it'd be
doing a streaming service.
It'd be a preview.
Oh, okay. A preview?
And the nice part is, if we go 12 hours, that's an extra 8. We don't have to show up the rest of the week. We'll just play those back.
Can I give you a quick streaming service review?
Sure.
All right. Quick streaming service review here on The Fan. Netflix, once the king, now is like struggling a little bit. When do you ever open Netflix? I mean, they got Seinfeld. They had the Don't Look Up movies pretty good. But, man, I like never go to Netflix. Apple TV, Apple Plus, they got good shows on there, but it's not like I dig around on there. I watch the show, I get out and leave. Hulu, I haven't thought about Hulu in 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not watching How I Met Your Father at all.
No,
so Hulu, I haven't thought about in 10 years. Disney Plus, yeah, they got Simpsons and stuff. I don't really go in there. I mean, I might watch the Marvel movies from start to finish at some point this summer, but I don't really go in there. Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, let me tell you something about Paramount Plus. The South Park, I got it for the South Park things, which were good. Cancel it right away. No, there's nothing on there. There's nothing on there. It's very bad. What other streaming services are there? What are the other big ones?
HBO Max.
HBO Max, okay. I don't really go on there much either. I've been watching some Curb on there, but other
than
that.
Did you mention the all-powerful Peacock?
Ooh, you know what? I do probably watch Peacock the most because of soccer and wrestling. So I probably watch Peacock the most. And then there's what I can't believe is CNN Plus. Who is subscribing to CNN Plus? Like, don't you... You get 24 hours of news. What? How do you want more of that? I can't believe that people would... How do you do CNN? I don't get it.
They probably say the same thing about people that subscribe to ESPN Plus.
Oh, ESPN Plus? I can't say I go on there a lot. My wife likes Discovery Plus.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's Magnolia Channel and home renovation stuff.
Fixer Upper?
Yeah. All that. Yeah.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know, because we all know these shows. We all pretend like we don't.
Yeah, I mean.
So that's my streaming review. All right, Zach is in Germantown, 414. I just wanted to say, really, that there's nothing on Paramount Plus. All right, what's up, Zach?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, did Mike the Painter calm you down the last 2 days?
Not really. Mike the Painter's actually up next, Mike. I'm coming to you next.
Yeah, I actually agree with a lot of what he said, but I don't know if you're being too hard on Rodgers. A lot of that game was his fault, and a lot of it is stuff you can't control. Like going back to last year, Aaron Jones had an uncharacteristic fumble. This year, Mercedes Lewis had an uncharacteristic fumble, and it's like that stuff seems to happen to the Packers every year. So it's just like, how are we ever getting back to a Super Bowl, regardless of who the quarterback is? So I'm almost thinking you get the best bang for your buck by trading Rodgers and getting a bunch of picks for him, you know?
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does seem like, too, like no matter how Rodgers plays, there's always these other things that do pop up, whether it's the defense or the special teams.
How much of that was his fault, you know?
I won't blame him.
We were in the Super Bowl, you know? Really, we should have been in last year, too, and then this year was our year as well. And it's like, well, if we just missed the last 2 years, yes, would I like to win a Super Bowl? I'd love it. Do I think we're going to? At this point, if you have Rodgers with a depleted roster next year, you know, how are you going to – what are you going to do with that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, Zach. Good call. Thanks for the call. And that's why, you know, throughout the run, I just said the run. It was barely a run. It was a – this Packers playoff run was me saying, all right, this is going to be the day that I run. I end up walking and make it around the block.
Yeah, the run lasted for a quarter.
But I pause like right before I turn back onto my street. So if like my wife is watching, she thinks I'm gone longer than I am. And then I come back and I go, what a run I had. You're not even sweating. Oh, I forgot to go under the hose quick. I'm out of shape. Hey, the aforementioned Mike the Painter. Let's talk to Mike. 414-799-1250. Mike, so Zach likes you. One guy tweeted me and said, why do you keep talking to Mike the Drunk Painter?
Yeah, sometimes I do sound drunk, don't I?
And then he also said, and I wish I had the tweet in front of me, but he also said, Mike clearly is sniffing the paint that he uses before he calls in.
Yeah, too bad the paint that I use is not like that anymore. I don't use spray cans. You don't get high off of the paint that I apply on these fabulous buildings that I work on.
Now, was that something that the paint industry was conscious about, or is there just that like you can still get high on paint? Yes.
Well, I'm sure you're going to, you know, it's all about losing oxygen to your brain.
Okay, just trying to go over my weekend plans.
Right, you hold your breath, you're cutting oxygen off your brain, you get a little light at it.
Okay,
so
just needed to know.
When you got a room full of paint fumes, sure, you know, you're holding your breath, you don't want it, but you know what? I wear a mask, so when I'm in areas like that.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah. Just quick.
Wear a mask to keep it out of your system. What a concept.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, wear a mask to keep the pain away from your brain.
Yep.
You know,
seems smart.
Just like, you know, stay out of bars and you don't drink. You know, I don't drink.
Yep.
Stay out of bars. Don't have alcohol in my house. It's been 9 years, so.
Okay, you know, congratulations again.
So no drunkenness.
Okay, good.
But now let's get back to this Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee show. I'm with Toby. I did not get a hint at all from him that he did not want to come back and that he wants to come back and he wants to be friendly to the Packers so that they can bring others back. And he knows that if we only bring back Devontae Adams, that's not going to just do it. So, like we were saying before, Rodgers has made a lot of money. He has a lot of endorsements. Look, he just gave Pat a nice Callaway golf club. Or what was the title of it?
TaylorMade,
that's what it was, TaylorMade. Yeah, I haven't been out on a golf course for a long time. But, you know, so I think he's going to be coming back, and I think he's going to take a pay cut. I think he will work his deal where that it's going to be cap-friendly and we're going to be able to bring back multiple players. He can rework his deal, and that's $35 million.
I don't think reworking his deal is something that's even an option.
Why not? Why couldn't he go and come up with a couple-year contract and put some money down the road?
I don't think that he's never done that. I don't think that he's going
to
do that.
But nobody has asked him to. He asked to. He was the top quarterback. He deserves to get his payday, just like Devontae Adams. He hasn't got a free agent contract yet, so his payday is coming up. The Packers organization knows that. It's time to pay Devontae if he wants to stay here. So why not work it that way? Nobody's ever asked him. I've never heard anybody ask Rodgers in an interview, have the Packers ever approached you to rework your contract and get cap friendly? Nobody's ever asked him.
Yeah, so, I can't think of that off the top of my head either, and somebody should.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, they should. I was hoping that Pat was going to ask him this one, you know, and we would find out. I think he knows that there's slim chances of getting where you need to go, you know, the promised land at the end of, you know, and he wants that. And he don't want to just go out as one and done in the playoffs. He wants to get to the Super Bowl. And the way to get there is to be a great teammate and take less so that you can bring more guys back. You can bring back Campbell. You can bring back, you know, Merciless. You can bring back Z. You know, you got to give some money up to get this defense back. You know, we still got guys on the offense that are going to be there. So, you know, yeah, I think he is going to go and give us some cap-friendly help and come back and do it.
And that's the optimistic approach for sure, Mike. Thanks for the call. I did get the sense, and we'll hear from Rodgers. We'll do that coming up. I still want to talk about if I'm being naive or not about the future, but that can happen at any time. But we will hear from Rodgers and some of the stuff he said. And I'm going to keep it to the football stuff. I don't want to hear it again. I personally don't want to hear it again. Again, I want to clear this up too. I just want to clear this up because it is, you know, Rodgers gets on there and I want to hear him talk about football. I don't want to hear him say things like, you know, politics are garbage. Okay, yay, we all, you know, but that's not. I don't like you're not a hero like you think you are. I don't want to hear him be like, oh, woe is me. People were rooting against me. I don't want to hear him talk about the research he's done. I don't want to hear anything of that. It's not a agree-disagree thing with him and me. I just don't want to. I want to hear about the football. Does that make sense? So sometimes when I'm thinking about this call yesterday where the guy, you know, he was saying all this stuff, how he was right and, you know, the silent majority out there. I just want the football. It's not about that stuff. But when I criticize Rodgers, I know because I've read the tweets and people call in. Some people say, oh, you're just mad that he thinks this and you think this. I'm mad that we haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 2010. It couldn't be more clear and apparent for me than that. That's what it is. That's what I'm mad about.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. The guy hasn't taken you back to a Super Bowl despite being one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game for the last decade. You would hope that he's able to get the job done. Now, obviously, with a guy like Aaron Rodgers...
Mike says, have a great day, Toby. I didn't let him say that.
Yeah, you too, Mike. But with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, with just how it goes sometimes, is he likes to buck the system. He's a polarizing guy. and he's going to have his opinions that whether you like him or not, he's going to put out there. And that just goes along with Aaron. And so I think just some Packers fans are tired of that. Some Packers fans are tired of Aaron parading himself around and being on Pat's show to begin with, being in the media now more than he really ever has. And some Packers fans are tired of his play on the field in the playoffs and showing up and really only throwing the ball to one or two guys and not getting the job done. So, you know, there's numerous camps on this. I think you fall more in line of you're sick of Aaron Rodgers showing up in the playoffs and not playing like the MVP quarterback that he has been the last couple seasons. You know, the other stuff comes with it, but you're more worried about the on-field stuff. And that's how I feel too. You know, when he goes in for these interviews, look, I don't need your opinion on all these different things. I want to know what happened wrong against the 49ers. And I get what Pat's doing. He needs to get his ratings. But at the same point, I felt like yesterday's interview, you got a lot of stuff out of it. But I also felt like it left a little bit to be desired. Like, I want to know what happened against San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, you were supposed to win that football game. And I feel like all I got out of Aaron Rodgers was, yeah, we thought we were going to win. Yeah, well, so did everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I am tired of the whole experience. I am, because I had a buddy text me last night about Rodgers, and I thought it was going to be something that he said. And this buddy's not like, he doesn't care about the pop culture stuff, but he's sending me the article about Shailene and Aaron not getting along. And when they disagree, they choose not to agree. It's fascinating. I mean, that's fascinating. 414-799-1250. We're also going to hear from Brett Favre on this. Oh, the hits keep coming. I'm Bart, that's Toby on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hopefully I've inspired people. I'm sorry for those that think I'm just a divisive, polarizing individual, but my goal has been to inspire people to take their health into their own hands. And I hope that there's enough people, and I know there are, because I've been hearing support from all over the country and world, really, throughout this time. But I hope people continue to turn off the fear and do their own research and take care of their themselves and their own health, and I hope that we can move past a lot of this and actually connect instead of continue to divide.
Ah, yeah. See, I did play that one. I said I wasn't gonna. I did play that one because when he says stuff like that at the end, I do think that he thinks he's the first person that's ever had that thought. Hey, what if instead of fighting, we like came together? Yeah. I look, that's how I feel about Rodgers. I know he's so great. He does this. He throws a nice way. I think that he feels like he's uncracked this code on how humans should work. And he's saying the same thing that people always say. I don't know. I'm not impressed. I'm Bart Winkler. It's Toby Altizer, 1250 AM The Fan. You can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. You can call in 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. So the big question is Rodgers going to retire or is Rodgers going to come back to Green Bay? And I think those are the two options for him and the Packers. I think if Rodgers comes back, he is resigned to the fact, not in a bad way. Like, he knows his options are retire or he'll come back and play in Green Bay again. Now, I have said this week, I just don't even want to do it. Just trade him then. If he's going to play, trade him. I'm thinking that it's a lot more likely that you do not win a Super Bowl with Rodgers again. So let's accelerate a little rebuild or a reload or whatever teams call it these days for their PR department and get some return for him. Because if they didn't get it done this year, I don't see how next year's going to be any better. And what's next year going to be like? You know, I know that some of these regular season games get close and we get super into them, but the ride's not going to start until the NFC Championship game. And that's what we thought this year. So I guess maybe the ride didn't even start. But the regular season, all right, we won that game. Okay, we're 10-3. Okay, we got home field advantage again. Okay, I mean, this is third year in a row. We won the division. That was good. Now it's time to win the NFC Championship game. And that's when it starts. So really, I mean, it's not going to be fun. It's just going to be come on, let's go. I say this about video games. When you used to play video games, there were no checkpoints. So if you got to level 8 of Super Mario Brothers 1 and you died and ran out of lives, you had to start all the way over. There was no save code. You couldn't do anything. There was no password to type in and get you back to level 8. Yeah, you go to the water world and then you take the pipe to level 5, and then that can take you to level 7, and then you can get to level 8. So, there's a shortcut, but still. God. You have to do it again. So the one thing that Rodgers says he does not want to do is he does not want to drag this out. A decision is going to be made by him, whether he wants to play football or not, and then from there, the Packers and Rodgers can decide what's next. But the decision of whether he not wants to play or not, that he says he will not drag out.
And until you get to that certainty, you don't make a decision. But there also is a time frame for this because I understand that my decision does impact a number of other people's decisions, and I want to be very sensitive to that.
All right, and I applaud him for that. I do. I do applaud him for that. He's not going to hold this thing hostage. This is what he's saying. He's not going to hold this thing hostage all summer. He's not going to say, no, you figure it out. I'll decide. Because, last year kind of felt like that. But this year, he's saying, no, I know they need to decide if they're going to tag Devontae. I know they need to decide what they want to do in the draft. I know they need to decide this and this. So I do applaud that. Rodgers, look, a lot of these guys go through this. When they get to a certain point in their career and they lose and it's sudden, they take some time to think, is this something I want to do again? Do I want to put the video game back in and start all over? Because it's not just the 18 weeks I have to play. It's training camp. It's getting my body ready. It's starting, maybe taking a couple weeks off and then getting the workout regimen back up by mid-February or March. It's a long commitment if you're going to do it again. So a lot of these guys do, I think, even if they always come back,
maybe guys were closer to retiring than they ever told us, especially in this little 2-3 week window right after the loss, when the emotions are raw and you think about it. Do I want to do this? Is this something that I want to come back and do? More from Rogers.
It'll be a lot of intuition and a lot of feel. You know, what is it? What is it? Imagination a lot as well. You have to imagine yourself in those situations, because I don't want to be sitting there during the season going, man, I probably should have hung it up. Or sitting there and, you know, not at the organization, a organization, and going, God, I should be playing right now. Yeah. So yeah. I think it's just the trust that I'll know exactly what to do. And then once you make a decision, that's the decision and you're moving forward.
This isn't going to be like, wow, Bart, you're the first person to say this, or wow, what a deduction. But I think he's closer to retiring than ever before. And I think that he does give it some legitimate thought. And I think it is a very real possibility. Ultimately, I do think he will decide he wants to give it at least one more go. I think that based on what I saw yesterday, retirement is very real for him. But I think the fear of what's next, and the fear of, well, the fear of the FOMO, the fear of missing out. If he retires now, he might be at peace with it. And then, you know, it's training camp and he's like, man, could you imagine if I was there? But then it's week five and he turns the Packers on and he's like, what am I doing? You know, and I feel like that's why it's so poetic when some of these guys can hang it up, you know, do the John Elway and win two Super Bowls and hang it up. It's so poetic when they can do that. But that's why a lot of guys play until they can no longer play, because they want to know that they could not longer play. I think that's what I would do. If I was a football player, if I was an athlete and I could still play, I'd want to know that I was done. I'd want to know that I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't keep up with the new kids. I'd want to know that instead of always have that mystery. I'd actually want to know that my body was not capable. And yeah, you know, does it tarnish the image of what my career was? Will some people remember me as, you know, the cold old Big Ben, you know, trying to just survive on the field instead of what he used to be? Maybe. But I'd want to know what's best for me, and what I really, the way I make decisions in life is, what will I regret less? It's not what do I want to do more? It's what will I regret less? Q's on the east side. 414-799-1250. What's up, Q?
Bart, you know me. I've been kind of dragging Rodgers through the mud this year. But right before the playoffs, I hopped on the bandwagon and just felt like things were going to work out. But now I've just got my eyes on the March 16th free agency start for the NFL. I don't feel like Rodgers is going to make a decision until then. And the only way he'll get back in my good graces is if he takes a team-friendly restructure. In my opinion, Rodgers got everything he wanted this year, and we still failed. And, like, the guys he wanted didn't help him, besides Devontae. But Bakhtiari wasn't out there. Cobb was the shell of himself. Mercedes Lewis had the fumble. The list goes on and on of the people that Rodgers references all the time that failed him. And I don't think that those three players would still be Packers without Rodgers' influence on the GM. Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And, like, after 12 years of this nonsense, I'm ready to move on. I think we need to buy low and sell high in anything in life. And in my opinion, the worst part of the Favre legacy wasn't him only winning one Super Bowl. It was Brett continuing to play after he left Green Bay and the Packers only receiving a third round pick for him at his exit.
You know what my definition of insanity is?
What's that?
Is that
Paramount Plus?
No, it's people saying Einstein's definition of insanity at least once a show. Someone says it.
Well, I mean, we're at that point where we need to remind the folks that think that we're going to get over this hump that LaFleur was talking about next year with Rodgers. Like, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen with Aaron here. I can't see a path forward with him that's like going to get us to where we need to go. And because our window is closing, the Packers need to trade Rodgers for picks and players that can help us move forward without him. Otherwise, we're going to not get anything. Aaron's going to be sitting on Pat McAfee's show smirking at us forever, and the Packers will be stuck with nothing. We'll just be gutted.
The way that it's gone, Q, thanks as always for the call. The way that it's gone is it just seems more likely that you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Rodgers than you are. And so if you want to get off this ride and get some picks for him or some players for him, then that's kind of where I'm at. I know that it's very tempting to want to do it one more time. Maybe this is the one more time and it gets you closer and you at least get into the dance, but I just they didn't do anything with it. So that's where I keep coming back to is, and but again, will I regret that? So that's why I think a lot of Packer fans do want Rodgers as long as possible, because what would be worse than trading Rodgers and seeing him win a Super Bowl somewhere else while we go like 5-12? Nobody wants that. So it is, Rodgers talks about fear. It's a fear thing. The reason you would hang on to Rodgers is the fear of him winning somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't agree with you saying that you feel like you have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl without Aaron Rodgers. I don't agree on that.
Well, I mean, not next year.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, if you're going forward, this is where the Packers have to be honest with themselves. And I think, you know, they want Aaron back. They understand their best chance to win a Super Bowl is with Aaron Rodgers. And I think you understand that, too, even though maybe you haven't said that. But if you're going to get rid of Aaron, and that's the decision you make, then you also have to understand that you want to do what's in the best interest of the team. I don't care where Aaron goes. If it's an NFC opponent, I don't care. I don't care if Aaron beats me, because chances are with Jordan Love and you having to move on from guys, you're probably not going to have a Super Bowl roster next year anyways if you decide to move on from Aaron. So if that means trading him to a team in the NFC and him going on a run to a Super Bowl and he wins it, well, good for Aaron. I don't care. I got my picks. Like, if you have the option between trading to him to, say, Pittsburgh in the AFC, or I don't even know what team in the NFC. Say they did something where Seattle got rid of Russell Wilson, and then they came after Aaron Rodgers, and you trade him to Seattle, and you get more first-round picks out of them. I'll trade him to Seattle. And if they want Devontae too, trade him to Seattle too.
No, I can't.
Here's the thing, though, Bart. I don't care if I trade my guy. I got to do what's in the best interest of the Packers.
Yeah, but I want my cake, and I want to eat it too, Toby.
You know, you can't do that. You got to make, if you're the Packers, you've got to make up your mind that, look, we're probably not winning a Super Bowl. Be honest with yourselves. We're probably not winning a Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is not our quarterback. So every team, aside from the NFC North teams, is on the table for a trade. If one team offers me more and they're in the NFC, then I'm giving them to them. And I don't really care that they go on, and if they win a Super Bowl, good for Aaron. But I don't care. I got to do what's in the best interest of the team.
I would think it's...
And trading him just to get him out of the NFC, I think would be wrong to take
there's
less.
There's no chance they give him the NFC.
I don't think they will either, but I think that's the wrong decision. I think you got to do what's in the best interest of the team.
Yeah, the best interest of the team is not having to have Rodgers like beat you on the way to the playoffs.
Yeah, but how many more years of Rodgers are there?
You got to get him out of the NFC. That's what the Packers did with Favre, and then Favre weaseled his way over to Minnesota. And then I'm telling you, when Minnesota lost to the Saints in the NFC Championship game, I mean, I've rooted hard for the Packers to win Super Bowls and other games, but I don't know if I've ever been as actually overjoyed as when I saw Brett Favre lose an NFC Championship game with the Minnesota Vikings, because that's the kind of petty that I am. But I don't even think that that's like, I think that's natural.
No,
I
it's
think
natural. I get it. And I don't think my opinion is in the majority here. People are going to want him out of the NFC, and I totally understand why. But if I'm getting an extra pick if I'm getting an extra thing, because they're going to understand the same thing that we're talking about here. You know, if an NFC team wants him, they're going to realize, well, the Packers are obviously in the NFC. They're not going to want to give him up for cheap. We might have to pay a little bit up to get him to keep him in the conference. Then I would take it. It may suck if he goes on a run, but from everything you've said too, why would you be scared of Rodgers in the playoffs? Because you don't think he can get it done.
I got a tweet here. I do need to address this because Paul tweets into the show a bunch, and I've seen him tweeting this elsewhere. Will the Packers extend Joe Barry? Because, wow, did that defense play great, except for that last 320. But that's okay, even though they coughed up the game-winning drive because, well, the rest of the game. So Paul's take is the defense isn't getting enough criticism because they didn't stop the Niners on the last drive. The Niners got the ball back with 320, and the Packers never got the ball back. Yeah, you'd like to get the ball back, but that, I mean, this is, it's not. You're the only one saying that. And you can try to get other people to say it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't feel that way, but no one's gonna jump on your bandwagon. Like, the defense got their stop on fourth and one. They got their stop. The defense got their stop in the red zone with Adrian Amos and an interception. The defense did more than what they needed to do. So, sure, they gave up a field goal. They let 6 points on the board. And I know that the timing of it was the last drive of the game, but I'm not saying that you can't be mad. I'm saying that no one is joining you. That's what I'm saying. Skyler's on the north side. What's up, Sky?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm fine. You know what's funny? I just called because I'm with Toby and I'm with you, Bart. I'm ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. But the difference with me is I don't hold no guilt, and I do wish him the best. And I hope I want him to win another Super Bowl. I just know it's not going to be here because my thing of him, I just don't think he could do it here no more because I think he can't perform well in the cold weather no more. So with that being said, I wish him the best. Like, if the Packers not in it and he's in the playoffs somewhere, I'm going to be rooting for Aaron Rodgers because I don't have no ill will. I have no ill towards him. I just think it's just to the point where now we can't get it done with him. I mean, it's to that point where it's like, you know what, it's time to start over. It's time to move on. Yes, I'm willing to sacrifice a year or two of back to the graveyard because that's where we're going to be probably for a couple years or whatever until we can rebuild this thing back. I'm willing to sacrifice that because I just think that it's the end of an era. And I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers make the right decision for himself and go somewhere in a nice climate like New Orleans, somewhere where, you know, a team upcoming that, because I think he can win a Super Bowl with New Orleans. I still think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. He is. He's just not here with us. And I don't want to be the team that got to just lose games just to be on the road, just to play on the road for club to be in wild cards. You want to play to win a game and you want to play to get first seed. So I don't want to win. I don't want to play like that and say, hey, we just keep Aaron and we just say, hey, let's just stay in the wild card, you know, because I think Aaron Rodgers' best chance is to play in warm weather climates. Because I do think if it was warmer, if it was 30 degrees above, yeah, the Packers would have won that game. And Aaron Rodgers would have performed.
Yeah, home field advantage is dead at Lambeau.
Yeah. So that's my take on it. I just think I don't hold no ill will with him. I do want him to win another Super Bowl, but I just know it ain't going to be here. And I'm just ready to move on, man. Let's just move on. I hope Aaron does move on, make it quick, and we do need to get some packages and trade. And I want Devontae gone too. I think we just need to move on from both of them and get some trade packages. And like I said, I wish them both well, man. I don't hold no ill will. I don't want him to not succeed. If he come here and kick our butt, oh well. I'm not gonna be that mad. I'll be happy for him, man, because I still like A-Rod. I'm gonna always like A-Rod because he didn't go out like Brett. See the difference? Brett was being a pain. That but kept saying he wanted to retire and then
yeah it was 3 years minimum of that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. I don't hold no ill will. I don't hate A-Rod. I do wish him the best wherever he go, and if he's not with the Packers, I'll still be a Aaron Rodgers fan. But I'll still be a Packers first, but I'll be an Aaron Rodgers fan second.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Thanks, Skyler. 414-799-1250. Byron tweets in, if Bart's so afraid of Rodgers that he wants him out of the NFC, why does he want him off the team if he is that good? Because it's the same reason as when you break up with a girl, you don't want her dating your friend. Like I'm done. I don't want her in my life still. I don't want to see like, oh, what if she sucks with me? So, that's not even a word. I was just trying to be like, I didn't want to say sucks because I don't know. You know why. What if she was not great with me and then like just not a good person with me? And then she's like world's greatest girlfriend for this other guy. I'd be like, well, what the hell? You know, what if he goes and wins the Super Bowl somewhere else? I'm like, well, what the hell? Why didn't you do that here? So I'd be upset. I know that Rodgers is good. He's going to win the MVP. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying what we've seen, it's not happening. I'm resigned to the fact that it's not happening here. Now, could I be wrong about that? Sure. I don't think that after 12 years of it not happening here with the ways that it hasn't happened here, I don't think I feel like I want to go through that again.
I get that, but I mean, if you would admit that if they move on from Aaron Rodgers, they're not a Super Bowl team, right?
Next year, no, unless, you know, Tom Brady comes here or something. I don't know.
I mean, I would think that Aaron Rodgers would have, what, 2-3 years max left in his career? I think he's probably going to hang it up pretty soon. It sounds like even it's a possibility after this season. So I just don't think if you look at your roster and think I'm not a Super Bowl team right now with Jordan Love at my quarterback position, then I don't care if he goes to an NFC team, and I don't really care if he goes on a run and wins a Super Bowl because you weren't competing against him anyways. You might play him in a regular season game, but if you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, Favre came back here and won, and that sucked at the time, but I'm over that. I would never have been over a Favre Viking Super Bowl, ever.
Well, and that's also different, though, with going to a division rival. I don't think Aaron wants that. I don't think he dislikes the Packers fans or the Packers organization.
No, I don't think he would do that. I think that you can write the division off the table. Even if Rodgers had to say, I don't think he would ever do that. I don't think he would do that to the Packer fans.
No, and so I don't think he would ever try to get that revenge against the Packers like Favre tried to do. But, you know, I just don't have a problem if he goes to Seattle, New Orleans, somewhere like that, instead of going to the AFC like Pittsburgh or Denver. And if he goes on a run and finds a way through the NFC, because chances are, if you're the Packers, okay, maybe you can win the NFC North, but are you beating anybody in the playoffs? You couldn't beat the Niners this year with Aaron Rodgers. What makes you think you're going to beat any team you play in the playoffs with Jordan Love at quarterback?
So Rodgers was on McAfee's show yesterday, talked for an hour. There was some football in there. Otherwise, it was a lot of non-football stuff. And Rodgers was talking about when he wants to make a decision, and he doesn't want to leave the team hanging, and free agency's in the middle of March. The franchise tag date, I believe, is March 8th. So the Packers could franchise tag Devontae before that, but the deadline's March 8th. And he's talking about all these different things of what he wants to do, Rodgers. But Devontae's the guy that came up, top of mind.
I'd like to, again, be respectful of the organization. I think the most, you know, one decision that will be upcoming will be obviously Devontae and his future with the team. There still is this thing called the franchise tag, which, you know, don't think 17 wants the franchise. Like, no player ever wants. But that decision on that, I believe, is in February. In late February. So I think that should be enough time to make a decision by then. I don't want to put myself on a specific date, but I do want to be sensitive to Devontae and many other guys who have decisions to make on their own futures.
Yeah, I mean, there's other guys, sure, but the one guy you mentioned, just like the one guy you throw it to, is Devontae Adams. So do you guys want to know what Brett Favre thinks? We've talked about Brett Favre. Do you want to know what Brett Favre thinks? Brett Favre and all of his wisdom on NFL Sirius XM Radio.
What do you think's going to happen? And again, I want to share with everybody, it's no different. It's maybe grounded in more information, but it's just an instinct. It's not coming from intimate knowledge. What do you think he does?
I think he comes back. You know, I think we talked about this last week or the week before. Had he won the Super Bowl, I think he leaves or doesn't play. But that's not the case. I think that there's still unfinished work left for him in Green Bay, and that's to win a Super Bowl. And that's, again, I think his best chance to win one.
So there's Brett Favre. And just like we did 15, 16 years ago with this constant will he or won't he, it's different. I do think that Rodgers is not going to do this constantly. I don't get, like, it's not when Favre was thinking about retiring, it was a lot. I mean, I remember going to the game at the end of the 2005 season. They went 4-12 and they beat the Seahawks, and Brett Favre came off the field, and I thought it was done. That's why I went to the game. I thought it was Favre's last game, and the Packers sucked. So you could get tickets, and then people are like, well, is this Favre's last game? So then you couldn't get tickets. And he walked off the field, and he was, like, crying. And you're like, oh, yep, that's his last game. And then I just referenced the 2009 NFC Championship game that he was a part of. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. More from you guys, 799-1250. I also want to hear from Matt LaFleur, yeah, because we have talked a lot about Rodgers. Matt LaFleur is something that we need to look at his role in this NFC divisional round loss. So we'll do that too. Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, comes up at 8 a.m. I'm Bart, that's Toby. More from you guys coming up here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.